News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Fabulous producer Rob Center taking good care of us. Matt Cotrillo is our news director, our vice president of operations around here. Mr. Kevin Herr monitoring all these things from his basement as well. So we appreciate his help and hard work. On the news line with us now, Samantha Pearson is here, director of the Lewisburg Neighborhoods, Walk It, Bike It coordinator, and Elm Street manager. We're going to talk about social distancing and the great outdoors. Thank you so much for calling in, Samantha. Good morning.
Hi, Mark. It's good to talk to you.
I do appreciate that. When we listened to the governor last night, he talked about the new normal. Some people say, well, I love the old normal, which maybe we did. But the new normal, what's that going to look like? Not just in the outdoors, which we're going to focus on here in a moment, but what's the new normal going to be like on our streets and in our activities and at our restaurants in the years ahead?
Well, we don't know how long the new normal will last, but it's possible it may last a long time. And so what he's asking us to do is to try to wrap our brains around a different way of thinking. And it is yes, everything is a mess, and it's hard, and it's not working very well for many people. But at the same time, while it's not working for people to sustain themselves and to move forward, it's also it's better than the alternative. I know everyone knows that joke, right? You know, about getting old and people saying, "Well, it beats the alternative." So basically the challenge is we're trying to simultaneously get used to things that we need to get used to, and to get past and over and solve things that we can solve. And so some of those things are very basic, and they have to do with sort of interactions, moving around on the street, are sort of the first thing we think. And I know it's so hard. Like, if you are trying to stay home and then you go out and, you know, it just doesn't occur to you that someone else might be coming out of a building when you have to go in, and so you need to stand back. It's like, why would you do that? That's like... nothing in our lives has ever taught us to do that. Mm-hmm. Aside from maybe if you were six and you had a really, really, you know, strong sense of cooties. Nothing else made sense. Nothing about this makes sense.
Maybe we can draw back on that learning from elementary school. You know, if you were told you had cooties, people stay away from you. Well, you know, nowadays you're told to assume you have it and assume everyone else does, or vice versa, so that you can keep your you know, a safe distance and potentially not infect anyone. I find myself doing this despite the fact that I, too, am trying to wrap my head around this as we do these kinds of interviews. I find that really I'm not asking the right questions so often because I just haven't fathomed the topic. I guess, is that the new normal that we're just going to have to, you know, I have to think big, you know, to try to think how the new normal is going to be?
Well, that's a great and really self-reflective question, Mark. And I have to say, I think you ask great questions. I have more empathy for you on that than ever because I'm trying to do podcasting myself and I'm really bad at asking questions. So all honor to you for your great interviewing. And you're just always so prepared and on top of things. The challenge is that being prepared right now is new and different, and we're all being asked to sort of rise to that occasion, whether it's in jobs that people must continue to do in this period, even with lots of confusion and frustration and fear, or if it's we're being asked to do what feels like doing nothing by staying home. And believe me, if people are really feeling like they are doing nothing, there are lots of things to do. So I would like to talk to people who feel like they're doing nothing. What I can't do is, and this is, people may feel like they have no way of making money, and I have no solution for that, and that's one thing that the national government, you know, federal and state legislators are trying to cope with, and that's why we are hoping to get ourselves back into a position where we the economy can function in some way, but we really have to be cautious about when that happens and how that happens. That said, I think maybe that's not really what I'm here to talk about.
Right. Please, today. Social distancing and the great outdoors.
Okay, yes. So all of this is very different when you're outside, and a lot of organizations that address this have been thinking about this and trying to help people think through it. So, for example, DCNR has been creating memes and public service announcements and visuals and stuff to help people think about it. The Pennsylvania Recreation and Park Society, which the public I don't think really interacts with much, but recreation and park professionals do. They do a big conference annually, or have historically, and have been very significant players in thought leaders in recreation and park in Pennsylvania. So they are all trying to help people think about this. In addition, the information we have is changing, as we all know, about first whether there was person-to-person transmission, and then how, what kind of transmission there was, and now what kind of social distancing is either suggested or adequate, and whether masks are required. And so now, where we are right now is, based on what we know currently, we definitely want to do all the usual hygiene things. So, using hand sanitizer, washing your hands before you go out, staying home if you feel it in any way sick, and staying home if you can in general, but going outside to walk or bike is considered a useful activity, as long as you're staying, within reach of home. They don't want people traveling all over the state, certainly, and certainly even just think local. If you have a park or trail near you within 15-minute drive, maybe consider that. If you don't, maybe consider walking or biking on your land or in your neighborhood. And, again, this is different. People are shifting their habits all over the place, and everyone can think about that. The other things they're trying to help people with are less obvious or less familiar than we're all familiar with using hand sanitizer at some point in our lives, and most of us know to cough or sneeze into our elbow, but it's new to not touch your eyes and face. It's new to think about this physical idea of social distancing. 6 feet is not a dimension a lot of people are good at guessing. Anyone who has ever been to Boston and walked around might be familiar with smoot, which is a joke interval. It's the height of a hapless MIT student who was used to measure the Mass Ave bridge, and so it's marked out in smoots. So a smoot is roughly 6 feet, but for most people it's like the length of a bicycle or two head-to-toe grown golden retrievers. It's a grown-up lying down on the ground like Mr. Smoot once upon a time. That 6 feet is actually a recommendation we are now finding for indoors, if possible, in still air. So we are all much more aware of those little clouds of condensation that we see in the winter that are hints of how much our exhalations travel. And what we're learning is they travel fairly far, so much more than 6 feet is also good. So, in fact, it's being suggested that when we walk on a street, it may be good to, if there is a sidewalk on the left side of the street, to use that so that if someone is coming towards you or you need to pass someone, you can actually more easily step out into the street more safely headed towards traffic. That's not to say you should walk in the street, but if necessary, you may need to actually step, consciously away, not just move to the side of the sidewalk if the sidewalk is narrower than 6 feet. You may want to get much further from someone. And in fact, if everyone is trying to walk on the other side of the sidewalk, you may well find yourself, 50 feet from a person on the other side of the street.
And we also should take into account wind. I would think you wouldn't want to walk in someone's wake,
Yeah.
I guess that would be a factor, right?
Right. So now there's an article out there about our slipstream. It's not by virologists, and it's interesting, and it points out that there may be virus particles very far away, depending on the kind of activity and the kind of weather conditions. So what that that article, which is not yet peer-reviewed and not conclusive, it's not saying we all must, it suggests much further distances being maintained outside. But what it does clearly imply is that wearing masks is a really good idea even outside. So anytime you're outside that you're going to be around people, it really is a good idea to wear a mask. That's something that, you know, that's really thrown people for a loop. I mean, we're used to thinking of people wearing, you know, who's that masked man?
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to the idea of putting a mask on your child or anything like that. But there are, and people don't have access to masks, but there are a lot of guidelines even for how to make a mask if you don't have any access to sewing. You can cut up an old T-shirt and put a filter in it. You can use an old cloth napkin or a handkerchief or bandana. If you cut up a sock, it makes, you can make lovely, very soft, stretchy loops that are useful for ear loops on many of the folded bandana types. All of those things are accessible to us while we conserve masks for the people who really, really need them in the medical field.
Well, this is the new normal. Talking about this, can I invite you to check back in next week and bring us an update and more information about masks and distances? I cut into your time asking about social distancing and the new normal. So please accept my invitation to check back in next week. Thank you for the kind words about any good questions that I've asked. The new normal is for me to try to think about 20 steps ahead of whomever I'm interviewing. That's a new normal. So. More information had for some of these topics. What's the go-to website that might be one that we should mention right now?
Well, so right now I'm certainly posting these things locally on Walk It, Bike It, Lewisburg on Facebook. DCNR, so dcnr.pa.gov, has a lot of information, certainly. And your local organizations like the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership are also trying to make sure everyone knows about these things. One of the biggest things that people are not thinking about is if you go to a place and it's already crowded, maybe, you know, you can see that you're not going to be able to maintain distance. Maybe you should come back another time. If you go maybe early morning or in the evening, that same place will be less crowded. But rather than attempting to squeeze in, that's just not called for right now.
All right. Such a fabulous source of great information. Thank you. Your insights are tremendous. So I have no idea the true quality of my questions, but your answers are 110%. So we very much appreciate that. Samantha, thank you so much for checking in today.
Great talking to you, Mark.
I do appreciate that. Samantha Pearson, Walk It, Bike It Coordinator, Elm Street Manager, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Director, also occasional appearance on Radio Free Lewisburg, the podcast out of the Lewisburg Neighborhoods right now. I've been listening to it on Pocket Cast, but you can probably find it on Google and Apple and listen to Radio Free Lewisburg.